I'm sure this fixture has been long sought after, certainly in your house. How much are you looking forward to this personally?
Very much so, since we got relegated last year and the fixture list come out. This is the first team we look for. Obviously, it's been our local derby. Sure, the fans can't wait for it, and the players can't wait for it either.
Does it give you extra motivation that you are a lad from Preston and you know about the rivalry between them and Blackpool as well?
Yeah, obviously being from Preston, we don't like the Blackpool, as they say, but saying that I'm from Preston, but I'm representing Fleetwood Town. I've got to represent everyone in Fleetwood Town on Saturday afternoon against Blackpool, and hopefully we can get the 3 points from.
It looks like there could be, 2,000, possibly more Fleetwood fans making the short trip. That'll be a fantastic bit of backing for you, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. Make a difference as well. all the way fans, when they come, especially when you get off the coach and you see them there, it gives all the lads a boost. And like you say, if there's 2,000 plus there on Saturday for an away game down the road against your local rivals, it'd be amazing for the lads.
Yeah, and it's been a good week for you, hasn't it? Two great wins and looking to make it three.
Yeah, definitely. Before the week started, we needed to pick up some points in these big games, especially with the 2-1 games. And obviously with the derby at the end of it, so we got maximum points from the own games, which we're pleased with. But not just the points, our performance has been very good as well. And hopefully we can take that into Saturday.
Bobby Grant played for Blackpool. Do you think he might have a point to prove on Saturday? Has he talked much about it?
He's not mentioned much about it. He said he had a good time at Blackpool. He said he got on with Ince. Obviously he had a few injury problems there, which if he didn't have them, he'd probably still be playing there now. But he's come on in the last two games, made a great impact, scored two goals. And I'm sure he's giving the manager a headache for Saturday selection.
Is this potentially the biggest league game in Fleetwood Town's history?
I suppose it is, yeah. Especially where we both are on the table as well. So if we can get one over on Blackpool, open the point gap between the both of us. But like I said, it's a local derby, biggest game in the club's history. I don't know if they're taking that way, but we're certainly taking it that way.
Because if you think 8 years ago when you were playing non-league football for Fleetwood, if someone had said, one day, Nathan, you're going to be playing for Fleetwood against Blackpool in a league game, you probably would have laughed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely, but not even that. We played them in the FA Cup third round. I think there was Premier League, we was conference at the time. And they gave us a 5-1 beating. So hopefully we can give them a bit of payback this time. When they did beat us 5-1, I think there's like four or five tiers in between. So now we're at the same tier of football, see what can happen. I don't think they scored in the last six games, so hopefully we can keep that going for them. Obviously, Fleetwood-Blackpool, the rivalry, something 6-7 miles apart. They've had all the glory. Well, we've had a lot of glory, but they've obviously been in the top tier of English football. And now they're in the same tier as us, so it'd be good to get one over on them.